They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true.
Britain formally notified the European Union about its decision to split from the EU 6 months ago. That means complicated divorce negotiations, and on that front, there has been very little progress. Negotiators from both sides are hoping to break the deadlock with a fourth round of Brexit talks in Brussels this week. Paul Copeland is an associate professor of public policy at Queen Mary University of London, and he's been following the Brexit negotiations.
At this very moment in time, I would say that the situation around the negotiations is exactly where we were several months ago, if not 15 months ago. In other words, the government in London and Prime Minister Theresa May finds itself in an incredibly difficult situation. What it wants from the negotiations and what has been promised to the British public that the UK can get from the negotiations, the EU is not prepared to offer and not prepared to make a deal. So it's not looking good. The situation is one of stalemate, but it's one that ultimately favours the EU over the UK.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Theresa May herself has proposed a 2-year transition period for the Brexit here. Has that helped ease things at all, made them maybe more realistic in the minds of negotiators and members of the public who are watching these talks?
I think in terms of what she's proposed, when it comes to Brussels and the individuals such as the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, there's actually an awful lot of frustration around her announcement on Friday of a 2-year transitional deal. The reason being is that the EU has said that it will not discuss a transitional deal and the UK's future relationship with the EU until there has been solid concrete agreements around the three areas that are being negotiated at the moment. So the budget, the rights of EU citizens and the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic. When it comes to the public, I don't think the British public has thought that much about a transitional deal. It's clever on the one hand. It speaks to the public and prepares them for Brexit negotiations to go beyond 2 years, which they possibly can. But meanwhile, it is irritating EU leaders that the UK is not keeping to the script.
On the other hand, a 2-year transitional deal, whether Brits are keyed into the details or not, could be seen as a lack of resolve, right? I mean, lots of people in the UK voted for this. Now they're seeing stagnation. They're seeing a deal not getting done. And what you've described as a bunch of overpromising.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there is a real issue here for the Prime Minister and the Conservative Party that which she is the leader of. The issue is that all sorts of promises have been made that the UK could have access to the single market once it left the EU. It wouldn't have to then pay into the EU's budget, and it could also close its borders and not accept free movement of people. The problem is that the UK now finds itself in a situation whereby none of that can be delivered. In other words, fairly clear that you cannot have access to the single market without accepting free movement of people, without having to pay into the EU's budget. So there's frustration from that side. There's frustration from the hard Brexiteers, as it were, because they feel like the Brexit is not being delivered. Meanwhile, when it comes to individual soft Brexiteers who, for example, want the UK to stay in the single market and are happy to accept free movement and are happy to pay into the EU's budget, the question then becomes, well, why didn't you just stay in the EU anyway? Because you're kind of part of this whole process, but you're not involved in the decision making.
Paul Copeland, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Paul Copeland is Associate Professor of Public Policy at Queen Mary University of London.
The Takeaway is supported by Indeed.com, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings, review candidates, take notes, and schedule interviews from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com. And LegalZoom.com, providing American business owners with legal advice through its network of independent attorneys available in all 50 states. More information available at LegalZoom.com/takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.